Okay, we're on the home stretch for this Wednesday edition. It's 9 minutes after one. We finish at 1:30. I'm going to try to get the last set of WhatsApp messages off, and then we go to the lines fast and furious. This one says, this one comes from Shane Lowe, President of the Barbados Economic Society, and he says, what does the persons consider as healthy profits? How much is healthy and how much is adequate? This is in relation to the banks. He said Barbados-based banks earn less profits than their counterparts in the region in relative terms, except for those in the OECS. And he provides a chart here I just want to go through with you. He says the return on assets, the ROA by percentage in 2017, life insurance companies carried a 4.1, banks and carried a 1.8 in 2007 and a 1.3 in 2017. Equal to credit unions with a 1.3, financial and trust companies 1.0, and general insurance companies 0.2. He says we compare it by the Caribbean, return on asset by banking sector, Jamaica has the highest with 2.9, Trinidad 2.4, Guyana 2.3, Aruba 1.9, Bahamas 1.8, Barbados 1.3, the OECS 0.7. So that is some information there to consider. Let's get over by these WhatsApps, and there we go. Hi, Maura. Hi, sir. I want to ask the Ministry of Transport when the Drax Hall. But there's a lot of things about the Drax Hall and Greens buses, especially 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock buses. This one says, good afternoon. If the government implements BERT, why can't the people implement self-discipline? Self-discipline separates achievements between the university grads and the school dropouts. I don't quite get the second point, but I understand overall. He says, hi, Corey. I think you're... No, I don't know that one. He says... I work in the public service. The public officers do work and ministers reap the benefit. No problem. We love our country. Right now, we are being treated like animals. We are being slaughtered even after being promised otherwise. We have the mortgage to pay, children to send to school, parents, old parents to look after. What do we do when we go home? The bank will repossess your house and you lose everything. It can't be fair after giving 40 years. This one says, my four children will be axed again, the third time in 4 years, all qualify through BCC and UE. What do they do now? Go to Bush Hill or go on the block? I'm very disappointed and hurt at being tricked and duped. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Mr. Lane?
Yes, please.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Pretty well. I was going to sit it out, but I have to call. First, let me explain. I'm going to be talking politics, but I want to extend some courtesies to you and your fun ranch and wish you the continued success that you're on the right path, and that is from my heart.
Thank you very much. Right?
I want to compliment what I've read this morning as far as the credit unions are concerned. We're all in it together. Mm-hmm. And I believe that since we have been disappointed in the behavior pattern of the banks in Barbados, then since we are going to go through this crisis, then obviously we have a shoulder to lean on. And I'm saying that those who are likely to have to find a shoulder to lean on, I'm suggesting that they take the route of that headline today for the credit unions, and I believe this is the position that we have to take. Now, I've been listening to some people, Corey, that I wonder if they're truly Barbadians. For the last years, I have been complaining about certain things that were happening in Barbados. Fortunate, I got results. I thought it would have stopped there. Now I am hearing a whole set of people who seem not to be living in this country at those times, but now come alive. Let me explain what I mean. Up to now, we have not heard, and Barbados is considered to be the third highest indebted country in the world. Am I wrong or right? I'm putting to this point that here it is that Trinidad, Guyana, Jamaica, they all had a devaluation, and the devaluation, Trinidad, I think, was $6 to the American dollar. I am saying that if these people don't seem to understand that our devaluation puts us in the percentage rate of almost $14 to one, 14 Barbados dollars to one. And if that put us in the devaluation period of 14, I hope that these people will come and tell the people this, that we're bridging on a 14 to one devaluation. And if you realize those countries that went to a serious position of IMF eventually fell to the arms of crime, Trinidad, Ghana, Jamaica. So I don't want that. I don't want that for Barbados. So when I hear people make this statement that as far as they're concerned, these are not hard times. These are times to sacrifice. These are times to understand that we do not want a 14 to 1. And I'm going to make some recommendations for some people who are likely to be laid off. It's good to be self-employed. There's several things you can do to be self-employed. Whatever area you can advance yourself in, then obviously you would advance yourself in that area.
Let me cut in here, Mark. I don't think we can say it is not hard times. It's hard times for some people. I know what I'm talking about. And the second thing is, no, you say it's not hard times. It is hard times, and it is time to sacrifice. It's
sorry,
both. It's not
say,
one. You probably didn't mean to say.
If I said that, it was missed. I wanted to say it's hard times, right? Not. Mm-hmm. Well, let me explain what I'm saying. I'm trying to say that we came out of a situation that we paid no attention to. This country is almost over $1 billion in debt. Part of the debt is contributed by malpractices or behavior of some people who have been involved in the exercise. I'm saying that we have to sacrifice. Now, I'm saying that if we do not want to pull in this devaluation that is bridging across our shoulders, then we have to sacrifice. And you cannot blame the prime minister of this country. She's picked up a country, as far as we're concerned, with transport board. Nobody has given any idea of the amount of money they've gone for transport board, or millions of dollars. Millions of dollars have gone for transport board. We look at various areas where money is not accounted for.
We understand all those things. And I think what people are asking for is that the people be held accountable. That's what they are asking for.
I agree with this. And I am one who do not believe that you could put people before court without having the evidence.
Correct.
That is why I'm saying that the time will come when these people will be placed in the respective positions, because there will be evidence.
I guess more emphasis needs to be placed on looking for that evidence instead of gaslighting people by highlighting these things over and over. I think people just want to see. People know, generally speaking, where it is, to identify it place by place by place. It keeps the wound fresh. Yes, that may be advantageous politically, but I think that people really want a case of looking for the evidence, bringing the people, and getting justice.
Hold on a minute, Corey. Can Barbados investigate Barbados? A small country like Barbados, everybody's family. Everybody.
However the administration gets it done, get it done.
I'm saying the time has come that if we want quick action, we boast that we are world involved. We have a body at United Nations. We have a body of part of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association. I'm saying that we could ask for assistance. If we need to have forensic experts to come in this country and investigate what has gone wrong in this country over the last 10 years, we have to do it. And I don't believe that we can ask the members of the World Barbados Force who are competent, that Barbados can have the full assurance that we are going to get to the head of it. Mm-hmm. So we need to ask for some help to find out, to get these same things that people are asking for, that some justice be done about. I'm one who believe that we need to ask for forensic experts from overseas to investigate. I'm one who believe in that. I'm one who believe that somewhere along the line that millions and millions and millions of dollars have gone and not accounted for. It has to be accounted for. But it hurts me to think that you can get people who come onto this phone and seem not to understand that we have a particular way of life that we will contain it. Take, for example, there are children that don't, you know, to Corey, hurt my heart to say, I live near Queen's College School. I think you know that, right?
Yes, please. I do.
I have not seen a child from Queen's College, from in this area, walk into Queen's College. Listen to what I'm saying, right? I'm saying we have a situation in Barbados that people live outside of the schools and they take the motor car to drop the child to the school, go back for the child. The child does not walk. So when you see all this health thing that comes about, then we are accommodating these behavior patterns. I believe that all the CEOs, this is me, all the CEOs that got company cars, that government should go to Parliament and waive taxes on bicycles, to give a 20% tax on bicycles, and some of these CEOs who park their cars, right, will be able to exercise to get up on a bicycle and ride to work. And we have the chance in order to move forward. Guadeloupe does it. Martinique does it.
I can see those days coming. I can see them coming. Scooters, bicycles, walking, especially when the bus fare go up, man, it can come. It is going to come. Yeah.
So now is the time for us to start preparing. Not that we will go down to that devaluation, but now is the time to say, well, look, you see what is going on here? We were not believing that these things that were talked about was being done. No, we have realized that we've got evidence to point. I'm not speaking about what is going to happen in another 2 or 3 days. We've got evidence to prove that several accounts have been checked and these accounts are questionable. We cannot allow it. Corey, you have just made a perfect statement that people who are accustomed to the air-conditioned cars will not be comfortable riding a bicycle. You know that.
I didn't say that, but you know that. But some you will get accustomed. As you say, it is time for sacrifice. I got to sacrifice the rest of this call. And let's lay out another call in the meantime, in between time. This one says, hi, Corey. What you would have made an offhand comment some callers ago, but it expressed an opinion that I've held for years. The call-in program is an excellent way to keep in touch with the public and their feelings, and a better way to counter some of the misinformation that's put out every day. If the government could and would, they should pay attention to it. You commented the government should have a dedicated calling program consultant. Agreed. Hey, I'm a UE student. Last week, students got an email, a bill stating that your fees must be paid by the 12th of October or you'll be blocked from access from certain areas of the campus. Have the government forgot to pay the fees or not pay the fees as yet? So that's a question out there. 20 after 1 o'clock. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, please. Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Corey.
Yes, please. Mr. Arthur. I thought you were going to let me leave here today without hearing you.
No.
That would be a travesty.
I won't let that happen. I try not to let it happen at least. So right. Thanks to the producer. Mm-hmm. Mr. Corey, I've been hearing good things about you and your ranch. I wish you will continue on that vein and expand. If you had a trust fund or a trust account, I myself would send you a little check, you know, every now and then to make sure I can buy some feed for the horses, you know what I mean?
Boy, that is so needed. That we have an account at First Caribbean, so you could go and make that deposit there. Just look for Nature Fund Ranch and live up to your word, man.
All right, I have nothing wrong with that because, well, it's agriculture, animal
husbandry,
rearing, husbandry, greenhouse farms, anything like that. I support fully once it engages the attention of young people and puts them in a place where they can be productive. So congratulations to you, and I hope that you will continue to expand and to grow, and more young people will benefit from your kindness.
That's the plan.
Mr. Corey, just want to say, sir, that I have listened to a lot of people calling in morning, noon, and night, just speaking of being disadvantaged, being disrespected, being exploited in their own country, Belgians. And you know what that is so, sir? And I have said this before. Belgians have surrendered their heritage for either sweet talk, free lunch, or big drink. And now we realize that the banking sector is totally owned by non-nationals. The insurance sector is owned by non-nationals. And the retail sector, 90% of the retail sector is owned by non-nationals. And when non-nationals invest in your country, they have one objective. They don't hear it because they like you. They have one objective, to make profits on their investment. So I don't blame them. We are the ones who surrendered it.
But you know that the situation from my reading history has actually improved. We won't see it as an improvement because xenophobia and stuff like that, right? But when I look back, I raised for the insurance, we have a local insurance company, Cooperative General. They're by, you know, Barbadian owned insurance company. So we still got, you know, some insurance companies with Barbadian heritage. Then the banking, what my understanding, it was always expatriate. A lot was from the Britain when we hand over from being a colony and so on. And then it actually went then to regional Caribbean, our brothers and sisters, so a lot in Trinidad and so on. So it was supposed to be seen as something by the Trinidadians own, but when the other person's own, we had no problem with it. It's closer to home because of our brothers and sisters, but what the next possible improvement could be is when we as Barbadians own more of what we rely on around this place. So that's the next step. We did make some progress.
Yeah, that is exactly true, Mr. Stewart. We moved away from the British ownership of everything to Barbadian ownership of most things, and now we've gone back to non-nationals again. And that is where we are. I don't mind that. I don't mind people coming here and investing and doing, but do not put Barbadians at a disadvantage.
Correct.
Do not exploit Barbadians.
Correct.
because this is our country, and we have to pass on something to the next generation. We have to pass on something to the next generation. Right now, I am, as a Bajan, feel like a second-class citizen in my own country, because I find that we have lost the influence on what's going on in a big way, and I don't care how you look at it. I was reading an article the other day, and I just mentioned this in brief, that Barbados is under, I don't know if you heard the news, that Barbados is under some watch now.
Yeah, I saw it. I heard that. Yep.
And this is one of the things that has disadvantaged the country. You have people like Standing Poor's who come down here and downgrade us persistently and regularly for no reason at all. And they put us beyond the point where we get the loans and so on at concession areas. You have the European Union with the OECD blacklisting these countries. And when you blacklist a country, the banks are very hesitant to deal with you passing money in or out. And I would not be too quick to condemn you what Washington University, as some people are doing, because when you have to move money across borders nowadays, some banks will refuse to touch
it. That's saying different to that particular case. Don't use that.
No. I'm just saying this because this is something that I have done some research on.
Mm-hmm. You were going good to that point, you know, Arthur, but carry on.
Yeah. Right now, we have Cape Hill, $200 million in debt. The only reason they ain't closing their doors is because they have a path to the public treasury. Trinidad, the other day, had to lay off 20% of their academic staff and a percentage of their administrative staff for the same reason, for financial reasons. So let us not get, you know, too haughty and condemn people because when they run into financial difficulty, because this is something that is worldwide.
Do you take comfort, though, in the comments made by Dr. Kevin Greenidge that he anticipates that our credit rating and so on will be climbing
It might claim because it's just a book. It's just a book value. It's not a monetary value. It's just a book value and an opinion that somebody says so. Listen, Standard & Poor's who come down here and downgrade us every 6 weeks. The same Standard & Poor's who gave Spellman Brothers and those Wall Street.
Yeah, we heard all of that already. I wanted to know if you took any comfort in the fact that because a lot of the changes that we're making now and all the sacrifice and so on, that we actually see a benefit from it where our credit rating can actually climb. Forget the book value, but understand the access then to resources, the confidence of foreign direct investors and so on. What about that?
As far as that is concerned, what he's saying might be true on the surface, because once the IMF is large and in charge and getting what they want, it will restore confidence to some people out there who are lending us money. Remember, this money, these monies are loans. They're not gifts. They're loans. We got to pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
So even although you might say that the management of Barbados is slightly different to what it was a year ago, and therefore it's on a good track, and the ratings are going to go up,
mm-hmm.
it still doesn't put us in any better position because we still have to pay it back.
But no. But the ability to pay back, the ability to actually get the money in the first place, I think that, you know, it does no slight difference. That's a major difference. You see, if we being fair, we can acknowledge that. We could talk about other things. But if we being fair, we can acknowledge that.
Look, that's true, but that's the
mean. You only want to acknowledge it back, you throw it down, you know.
No. I like to look at things from different sides.
You gotta look at it, right, correct. Look at it from all sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like to take a single perspective.
So you acknowledge that we may be on a better track now. Notwithstanding the fact we gotta pay back. Any loans, when we had the Credit Suisse and all that and high interest, we started to pay those back too, you know. So that's why you're saying we on a better trajectory right now.
But I want to say a better trajectory. We are on a different management. We are on a different financial management. And the IMF doesn't cool out. Mm-hmm. If the IMF got first, somebody got first.
But I think that's what we need. We need our discipline in this country. We had a lot of runaway considerations at all different levels.
I want to say people who talk about people should be brought to accountability. People in the public service who spend government money, the executive officers, the accounting office, not the vice politicians.
Right, I don't think, so nobody say politicians. People say those responsible. That's what you probably heard for your own reason. But the music tells us we got to go. Thank you, Arthur, for landing this plane. It was definitely a pleasure to be back in the chair and on the air here on Voice of Barbados, Down to Brass Stats. I want to thank my producer and technical operator, John Stout. I've been your moderator and host, Corey Lane. Until next time, I'm back.